Hello, Perf Bites listeners. It's your old friend Satan here. You remember me, right? I'm the original founder and innovator of all things evil. That's evil spelled now with a lowercase e dash capital V-I-L. Evil. It's totally mod. Anyway, sometimes I find that even with all my efforts at trying to improve techniques for demonic possession, natural disasters, and even poor food choices, I still find it hard to compete in the marketplace of darkness against some of you in the IT department. So, as such, it is with great esteem that I'm proud to introduce this week's edition of The News of the Damned.
Can you dig it?
There he is again, screaming. Screaming because he probably got a smoking deal on a new HDTV with the 4K resolution and the curved screen.
I might have been screaming because somebody stepped on his toe while he was trying to get his new 4K HDTV with the curved
screen. And arguably, it was probably for sale at Newegg that was down for an hour.
Yeah, so it's black. We're recording on Black Friday. It is Black Friday 2015. We didn't exactly plan this, but isn't it nice that we're here to give the real live broadcast? It's not live. That's fine.
Well, it's live while we're broadcasting.
It's, live. It's happening right now as we speak, right?
Yeah.
So welcome to Black Friday 2015. I'm adjusting the audio as we go here. Hang on. Kick us off.
As we started the show, things were kind of quiet, but I believe they're starting to heat up a little, huh?
Yes, yeah, they are. Yeah.
So as we were starting the show, I received a Twitter update from Vince Oliverio that Newegg.com was down for at least an hour. Shame. Was planning
so
to
sad.
Shop there, too, and with a nice hashtag, Black Friday performance testing and perf bites.
I think their Black Friday starts now sale came. They've been pushing it all week. So now you've got extra hot deals. Extra. Get it? Extra hot deals.
Oh. And then you know what they did after that?
What?
They laid an egg.
Oh, yeah. So sorry, but these guys are based in Canada, and usually Canadians are very diligent about their performance testing. So I'm a little
confused.
Well,
you know, we had another issue in Canada as well that showed up, and this was caught by a writer at Forbes magazine, Jason Bloomberg, who was following Twitter feeds across the internet related to what was it? He called it the slow, the crash, the out of stock on Black Friday, the failed Twitter report. So he actually caught Best Buy Canada.
James.
I couldn't even get up that high on that one.
Yeah.
I sounded like I was strangling a goat or something.
It sounds like a dying cat. Okay. All right. So wait a minute.
So that's what a web server sounds like when it falls over.
Yes.
Wait a minute. If a web server falls over in an empty computer room, does it make a noise?
Yes, it definitely sounds just like
yes,
that.
Yes, it definitely does.
Yes.
And the Internet of Things sensor would be there to report it.
Yeah. Here's a recording of the audio.
Exactly. So, you know, also in Canada, we had Best Buy Canada was throwing up some pages that said, hey, you know, unavailable. And
that's right.
I can't remember any others that were there that were Canadian specific. You know, there's some that are in kind of the Commonwealth arena, like, you know, Adele, but that's not really a Black Friday issue.
No, that's right. One of the things just in Black Friday that I stumbled on today, which is really nice, give a shout out to Ambersand. Ambersand is a e-commerce agency, amp.co. So I think they're out of the UK. They have some live trackers. If you go to amp.co/Black Friday, you can actually see what they're monitoring. And you'll notice that the majority of the sites that they're looking at least in the UK, are up right now. But of course, it's much, much later in the UK. It's 6 o'clock in the East Coast time right now. So still some shopping happening on the West Coast of the U.S.
Well, I've been monitoring this too, because naturally, since we do a lot of Black Friday, we do a lot of holiday readiness testing just for the season.
Yeah.
You know, we have hotlines all over the place within the company to jump in and assist if need be. And it has been like pretty dang quiet today. Yeah.
So thank you, Vince, for sending that in. And so sorry to the Newegg guys and the Newegg customers that are going to miss out on their update.
Well, I guess they were the exception to the rule that I've seen so far today.
That's right. Yeah, it's been pretty quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So what do you
really think that's a bad? I don't think it's a bad thing either quiet.
I think it may be a bad thing, and here's why.
Okay.
I've gone back and looked at some of our news of the dam, particularly on the e-commerce side, and anti-patterns that we're aware of and that we see, a lot of those anti-patterns are still present, related to cart management, CDN, things of that nature, dynamic elements on the front page. So what they've done is they've moved the bubble. They haven't really solved their core problems. They bought more horsepower.
Yeah.
So they're spreading the load. So the hardware vendors or the cloud providers, I think, are going to make out like bandits this season. But ultimately, you cannot keep buying capacity to address this. You've got to go back and address these architectural issues, which are at root cause.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're making an assumption these people are going out and just throwing hardware at it, too.
No. If they haven't fixed the issues that we're aware of that would cause them to tip over, then clearly the only other way to address it, because these are high resource cost items, is you've got to expand the resource pool.
Yep. In live right now, hot off the presses, guys, I'm watching the AMPCO Ambersand website. Boohoo. Boohoo is currently down. B-O-O-H-O-O. I have no idea what they are. Or who.
Well, I know they're crying about it right
no
now.
No kidding. Boohoo. I mean, it's strange. So let's see here. Boohoo.com. There we go. We'll put in Boohoo. Men's and women's clothing in the USA. Boohoo. And they're saying that, so it loads and then not found, error to origin.
Oh, really?
Very interesting. So they're having some CDN failure.
Uh-huh.
It loads half the page and then blasts itself away. So wow. Sad for you.
Boo.
Oh. Exactly. All right. Very good. So, James, what else do we got? We'll come back to more Black Friday stuff as we go here. But
I just got to throw this one out there. Those boohoo people are just a bunch of crybabies.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Oh.
That's not good. It's scary.
So we kind of have a nice mix for this News of the Damned.
Yep.
We have some election stuff.
Yep.
We have ticketing in the UK.
Oh, my favorite.
Hey!
And we have ticketing in the Commonwealth, which is kind of like almost ticketing in the UK.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's get started with Adele. So Adele is going out on tour. I guess this is the pattern. You release an album, you go out on tour.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Do whatever. So her site, live.adele.com, is where you could go and buy tickets.
Yeah. Her own site.
Wow, right from her own site.
From her own site. So, I mean, you don't even have to, you know, give your cut to Ticketmaster or Ticket Broker or Ticket Boohoo or whoever.
Yep.
Unless they're handling it in the background.
Yeah. Well, they could be. But so we had a report from Stuart Wildman that you go to connect to the site and you get an error message, error establishing a database connection, right on the front page when you're trying to buy tickets. So, or what does this mean? Well, clearly, they're violating a couple of cardinal rules. A, they have dynamic content on the front page.
Yep.
People should be smacked for this. This means that you're violating the cardinal rules on you want as much of your site in the CDN to be handled there. And even if you do have dynamic content, don't put it on the front page, because there's a lot of people who just come to the front page and never progress any further.
Yep.
Now, this dynamic content could be from a content management system. It could, if we're running Drupal or WordPress or something like that. Or It could be because they implement a default card.
Yeah.
Now, I went to look at live.adel.com, and I had problems getting to the site, so I could not tell you what the root cause was of all of those items. Maybe GT Metrics can provide some insight.
Actually, Wyslow gave him an A on live.adel.com. Actually looks to be mostly static content. It is cached in the CDN.
They have to be redirecting that to a ticket agency. You think they're going they're going to like write their own ticketing system?
No,
it just doesn't make sense.
So the thing is, the only real activity you can do from Adel Live 2016 is go to join at adel.com, and join.adel.com, Adel, I apologize for mispronouncing. That is hosted by Songkick. So Songkick, we should do a search on our docs to see if Songkick. So live.adel.com did pretty good. It got an A. It had some other issues here and there, but it did look like they were using a CDN.
That's because they're passing it off somewhere.
And here they're passing it. Join.adel.com is hosted by Songkick. Now, Songkick also got two A's. So I must not be getting deep enough here.
Here's what I think it is, because GT Metrics doesn't track this issue involving the cart, where it's being handed out or not.
Yeah.
So it probably is coming down to a cart management issue. We're simply issuing the cart too soon.
Yeah.
And a cart object's being created. It has to go all the way back to the database at that point.
Yeah.
And so it would be very easy to exhaust database connections for a site that's gone live.
Now, here's a scoop. I just did the activity of join. I'm an Adel fan. I'm good with that. So I will tell you that there's a lot of third-party connections to Facebook and Twitter to be able to do what's the open login, open ID standards.
Yep.
So there is some log on with Facebook, log on, share with friends, share with Twitter. And it's really that the instructions on how to access the advanced tickets would be emailed to the folks in the UK and Europe on Sunday, the 29th of November, not to mention something for the U.S. There might be something geographically different here. But honestly, GT Metrics is giving an indication that these guys are pretty healthy. So I'm with you, James, that it's got to be something in the back-end processing here. That's
because they're passing it off somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. I can't get in far enough to see where these guys had fallen apart. So very sorry. That's where Adele's next hit is going to be. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Or I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You know, though she says I'm sorry in the song quite a bit. She says, hello, I'm sorry I broke your heart kind of thing.
Maybe it's like Adel HuffPo effect.
But I feel bad for the artists, because I think to some extent they trust the marketing department and all these other people in the back end. I would never expect Adele to be an expert in IT systems, but, you know.
I would agree with that statement.
Yeah.
I don't even think Adele would know who takes care of the IT systems going off doing the publicity about it.
Yeah, so.
Just saying.
Yeah, exactly. All right, sorry, Adele and Adele fans. And thank you, Stuart, obviously, for sending that in. That's really awesome. Stuart Wildman, that was great.
And so next up, inside of basically the Commonwealth, we have some news from Australia involving National Rugby League tickets. Now, Mark, this is one that you found.
Yeah. There's nothing like doing a scrum with the rugby guys. Like
you need to be careful in those agile scrums with rugby guys, because you could lose an ear.
Ear or nose. You have a torn nostril.
Yeah, broken fingers, yeah.
Do the scrum masters wear striped shirts like referees?
They do. I think so. It makes perfect sense. So this was one that I found rather interesting, only because, one, it's from Australia and we love Australia, but you're trying to sell tickets to what looks like the NRL's sort of championship games. And it seems to be, there was one statement that came out when I first looked at this, and one was a rather verbose explanation, like an apology that they gave out that said, although extensive testing, I have to do it as an Australian, don't I? Although extensive testing was conducted prior to the release of the online ticket sales, issues were discovered preventing the sale of the tickets and the result of higher anticipated number of concurrent booking requests during the checkout phase. The entire Book Easy team responded immediately, working tirelessly in developing and implementing a robust solution as the highest priority.
So saddle up your kangaroo and hop on down to the ticket line.
They don't have jackalopes down in Australia.
No jackalopes.
Exactly. This led me to look at Book Easy. And Book Easy seems to be the team that is blamed, I would say also accountable in a good sense. They'll be held accountable. They're responding immediately, working tirelessly. And I'm wondering what metrics the QA manager is using to see how tired they actually are in developing and implementing a robust solution as the highest priority. This actually sounds like a lot of verbiage that to reassure people that they're paying attention.
And I wonder how they measured the quality of their performance testing.
Before the event happened. They do say extensive testing was conducted, clearly not enough. Extensive was
the correct workload model. We tested the daylights out of it. Yes. Maybe we didn't get the model right, but we tested it.
In other words, that's not a knife.
Yeah.
Now that's a knife. So I went looking up Book Easy, and I went to some searching externally to figure out who the heck these Book Easy people are, and I came across winecountry.com.au. Now, you might be asking, what the heck does the National Rugby League have to do with Wine Country?
They drink
well,
a lot of
they're both in the same a large island, it sounds like.
That's true.
Australia.
And there is a lot of drinking involved with rugby spectators, I think.
I would think it'd be more beer than wine, though.
Right, Foster's. I think you'd go with a Foster's. I would, the oil can, the big old oil can. I used to enjoy those. But no, actually, Book Easy turns out is like a travel booking kind of thing, like a travel booking site for which you wouldn't imagine would be the onesie twosies. Like, I'd like to take a trip to New Zealand, see my Kiwi friends for the weekend. I'd like to go down to Phuket. Maybe I'm going to Phuket for the weekend.
Maybe they use Tiger Air as their model.
Could be, but Book Easy does not seem to be a high pressure, high throughput event ticket sales expert team.
What leads you to that conclusion?
Because it just the idea of travel, which is, I think, exclusive. It's not a singular event kind of thing. It's like we have sort of low level, various kinds of things, different packages that we would sell. They become a provider behind Wine Country. So Wine Country tours, they give the basic API set to do tour hosting or tour sales. And scheduling is probably a big part of that. The payments engine is probably behind that as well. Some kind of basic profile information, coordination of third parties. I think to do all of that from the travel world doesn't translate to point-in-time, single-event rugby league. I mean, this just didn't make sense to me. So I thought, James, these guys would easily be going through some outdated or off-the-shelf shopping cart type of thing, you know, to make sure this goes through. Put together the parameters, close the sale, give it a product ID, and that's not going to fly for super intense events. It could still be a travel package. I mean, maybe they're selling, here's your airfare and everything just to get to the game to see the NRL championship.
Like you're doing the Super Bowl here.
Yeah, but even at the Super Bowls, you can just buy the tickets.
Yes, you can.
You don't have to go through some tour agency to do the whole thing. So this may be an elaborate brainchild of somebody trying to say, well, we're going to make more money on the National Rugby League, not by selling just tickets. We're going to sell the whole package, the experience, the NRL rugby scrum experience.
When you went to the winecountry.com website, I thought you found something really interesting.
What?
There that maybe they had like functional testing going on abroad.
Oh, I almost forgot. If you go search for winecountry.com.au, you can actually find test accounts in the Wine Country world. Now, that's yet another part of the forensics investigation of this outage. If the winecountry.com.au has a Book Easy test operator, do not book. Test room one, this is a test room. Any bookings made will be canceled. Room configuration, 5 bedrooms, max 4 persons. So clearly there's some Book
and you
Easy
can get to
testing.
This?
Yeah, it's live right now. It's in production. So, I mean, there's some fly by the seat of your pants kind of work happening.
Yeah, maybe
here.
They're just drinking too much freaking wine while they're
testing. Could be, but located only minutes from local shops to the amenities within easy walking to the delightful restaurants of the newly renovated Trinity Beach Tavern. So let's
but you know what, Mark? It doesn't matter how close you are because you can't book it because it's only a test account.
But I'm going to look up the Trinity Beach Tavern. Here we go. TrinityBeachTavern.com.au. Oh, this is fantastic. Family-friendly bistro. Rarely a slogan so accurate, right? Trinity Beach Tavern. There's nowhere else. It's beautiful. Look at this. This is fantastic. So there you go. You're going to walking distance, Trinity Beach Tavern.
So next time you're in Australia.
Cairns, north of Townsville. So this is in Queensland, Port Douglas, almost to Port Douglas, right? So you're up on the Gold Coast, it looks like. Gorgeous. Anyway, so go to the Trinity Beach Tavern and ask him about BookEasy. The guys at BookEasy must be doing some kind of hard work testing and production with a single account. Really smart stuff going on there today. Anyway, that's BookEasy, James.
That's classy.
Thank you, and long distance failure for the National Rugby League.
Hey, do we see a HuffPo thing coming up?
What? The Huffington Post did report that Argos went down for some Black Friday.
Yeah.
Issues under pressure.
What is Argos?
That's an excellent question.
I'm actually googling.
I think
it right
they're in
now.
The UK.
I think it's Argos Toys. They're like a mall, like a Macy's. Camping, luggage, cycling, leisures, hobbies, motor.
I see. Therapeutics.
Health and fitness. So Argos, actually, according to the Ambersand guys, Argos was down 22 hours ago. So at least yesterday they had some outage.
Yeah, but remember, they're ahead of us time zone-wise.
That's true.
It would have been just after midnight maybe for them.
Yeah, so it could have been an intentional outage. But their current response time is under 200 milliseconds. Actually, I just brought it up. It was really fast.
Yeah, I wonder what they measure for that under 200 milliseconds.
I don't know. I know the GT Metrics guys. I don't know the Ambersand guys, but who knows. Yeah. But this looks really good. I will say that when looking at the argos.co.uk homepage, it actually lists it as www.argos.co.uk/static.
I did see that, which means...
So good on you guys.
Yeah, which means that should be 100% cashable. And I'm wondering if that was something that they did just after they had a problem.
Either that or they listened to the show and they got it right. So this looks really, really good. And bringing it up in GT Metrics right now. Loaded pretty fast.
Yeah, loaded right away.
Yeah, so I think they're in definitely CDN. But, so PageSpeed gave them a B. Very little stuff, nothing major here. Couple image dimension issues, browser caching, they're not doing enough of, that's fine. This is just on home.htmm piece. So Wyslow? Wyslow's telling them that they should use the CDN. I think they missed something here. Maybe they did a roll your own, because that came way too fast. So anyway, so sorry for Argos, folks, a little bit. It took a hiccup, but...
They seem to be fine now.
Good to Black Friday reporting. And again, Ambersand. That's AMPCO. That geckoboard.com. Look for Ambersand. Real-time Black Friday. Bamboo. Boohoo is up again, by the way. They're up.
Well, give it time.
Give it time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So,
what else we got?
So, let's see. We've already talked about Best Buy Canada throwing a maintenance page. And H.H. Gregg, who is an electronics and appliance retailer in the United States, also apparently was throwing a maintenance page window for a period of time.
Yeah.
So we've got Best Buy and H.H. Gregg, who are competitors in certain markets, both of them having an issue on Black Friday for online sales.
H.H. Gregg wants to know my current location.
It came right up pretty quick for me right now.
Yeah, so it's probably doing okay now.
Yep,
but
yep, looks fine. Yes.
A lot of this information was coming from Forbes.com. Look for Jason Bloomberg.
Yeah.
It was doing kind of a live, as it comes off of Twitter, doing some analysis for Black Friday. It was a pretty good write-up.
Yeah.
I wonder if they had regional banners. That's why they wanted to know your location.
Could be our regional sales.
Yeah.
You know, we have something going on in your neighborhood. A couple of other items we have seen before. And the first one is a video situation. Here in the United States, a video was just released by the city of Chicago regarding a shooting that occurred about a year ago. And the city hosted the video on their website,
yep,
which promptly went down because of people interested in seeing the footage of this police shooting.
Yeah,
I guess they weren't listening to what happened for the Michael Jordan mansion, which was also just inside the Chicago area. When it went online, that site promptly went down as well.
Oh, yep. So it's the same site. I remember that.
No, well, it's not the same site, but it's the same model. That is, I have a video which is going to have a highly interested audience. It's going to be propagated heavily on social media. A lot of people are going to come to the site, and it's going to take the site down. Instead, if you have a video, just plan on putting it in YouTube or some other location that stages video off your site. Don't even plan on hosting it local if it's going to have any sort of viral activity associated with it.
Yeah.
And so rule of thumb, if you own a video and you put it on your website and you crash, you get the tall cone hat.
And you get to sit in the corner with your face
you get to sit in the corner and ponder what you've done for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Now the next model that we've seen, we saw this a year or so ago when we were in Denver, which is election results.
Yay. Love those election results websites.
So election results. Yay.
Yeah. So election results, you have a lot of interested parties coming to a site. This one happened to be for Lawrence County.
In Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So they have a local election. You have all these interested parties coming to see. This could be people who voted, people who are interested in the outcome of the election, press reports, all these people coming to the site.
Yeah, for a very small, this is a very small town, Elwood City.
I was just about to ask that. How flippin' big could Elwood be?
Let me look. It's a really small town with this election in that county. Let me look up the actual site.
Mark, I believe you said the claim was 48,000 updates.
ElwoodCity.org. Oh, there it was. Elwood City, city in Pennsylvania. Population 7,744 people.
Yeah.
Yep. So what they're basically described, the website went down, in the actual documentation here, it's like an official from Spark Designs, a Newcastle-based contractor, which is some local Newcastle people. The county website was hit with about 45,000 refresh requests just before the server crashed, and it overwhelmed the system. Most of these refresh requests came from mobile devices.
So Spark Designs, I'm going to tell you exactly how to fix this in 30 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Clock's going.
One, everything except the election results itself is a static element and it's cached in a CDN. Two, the dynamic piece is updated once every 30 seconds, and that goes to the CDN with a 30-second age out. So 100% of your load is taken by the CDN, except once every 30 seconds, it comes back to do an update on the actual election results.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
In 30 seconds or less, that's done. You've solved every problem there is.
No, I have solved this problem for this type of solution.
All right. So let's.
But in order for them to fix it, their site is probably highly dynamic. And it makes a request for every single user. Yeah. They have to go through a full redesign.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just this.
They probably don't know what a CDN is.
And it's probably running underneath somebody's desk somewhere.
I was just, Mark is going to say, it's running on that 486 in the corner.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. When they say 48,000 people hit it and it was updating, I can guarantee that statistic is wrong. It may be 48,000 requests,
yeah,
including constantly re-requesting static objects, which should have been cached at the mobile device to begin with,
yeah,
and never re-requested. I could see maybe 400 people each having to make the request of several hundred elements on a page. that could very easily hit their 48,000 number.
If they're counting where they're counting hits. But
I was going to say that I thought maybe a lot of – I thought bots may be really interested in those election
could
results.
Be, so could be bots.
A lot of bot traffic.
Yeah, yeah. That's yep. Secondarily, let's all keep in mind that since 1990, the population in Elwood City has actually decreased by almost 1,000 people. So,
oh, God,
you know, that's the real news here, guys. Not that the website crashed, but that really we're looking at the death of a small town.
Is that after the mill shut down and all the jobs?
After the mill shut down, right? And they elected the wrong guy because nobody knows how to run a website anyway. Mm-hmm. This is there was a little bump right around 2000, but I think that was a correction of some sort in the census. Who knows? But
I get anyway, the like you said, we got this extra PC at home. I'll just bring it in. We can host the website.
We can write. Yeah. Honestly, you can't really fault these small town guys that are just like, you know, but Spark Consultants. So Spark, whatever Spark Designs.
Spark Designs. Yeah. You can call us. Call the Ask at Perf Bytes. Call our number.
Yep.
Send us an email. This is exactly how to fix this problem.
Piece of cake.
And for every single election official who is listening to our podcast,
yeah.
Think about this for all the forthcoming election results that are going to be requested.
Yeah.
We expect to see this a consistent pattern delivered by people who have not a clue
yeah.
what load looks like.
I'm sorry, the CDN isn't in my budget this year.
Yeah. Well, what is in the budget for Lawrence County is that they're going to spend $90 a month for Spark Designs to quote unquote oversee the county's website plus a small maintenance fee. And so if you're spending $90 a month, let's see, 90 divided by 30, let's see, that'd be $3 a day.
Yeah.
Is that right? So
they're getting their money's worth.
$3 a day to keep a track of your old 486 computer sitting in the corner. So sorry to the Elwood City, Lawrence County people.
And then we have one which is really interesting, which is kind of the last one, which is Mark, the Eurovision waiting room.
Yeah, to Satan himself, this may seem more like the purgatory for the end users.
Yeah.
This one, if you really look at the whole history here, this went really viral on Twitter because it had to do with Axis. I don't know if you guys watch Axis, the cable channel. It has all sorts of concerts and it's a lot of music. Music concerts, it's like a music channel.
No, I'm a Palladia guy myself.
Palladia is the other one, yeah. So,
I've
but
seen some good shows on Axis before.
Yeah, Axis has some great stuff in it, and their different vendors have different stuff on there. But the idea being that there's a Eurovision fans. Eurovision were going to sell tickets to some extent, and they wanted to be able to get in the waiting room for 30 minutes prior to a sale opening at a specific time. 10 a.m. on Thursday, Thanksgiving. And, of course, this is mostly overseas in the U.K., so not a big, you know, U.S. crowd going in to do this. But they used a waiting room technology that we have talked about only in relation to Akamai. I think it was James who said Akamai has a service that's like ticket waiting room for exclusive content at a specific time that would be delivered through a CDN. I don't see any indication that these guys would be doing that.
Yeah, and I think there's a number of CDN providers who have this, and usually it's talked about as a patch on top of a cart management system, which is a default cart.
Yeah.
So in order to avoid overloading the cart system, effectively you're offloading the cart load into a waiting room situation where the people are going to, you know, essentially get a number to be able to go forward.
Yeah, exactly. And the real thing is this thing went viral on Twitter in a big, big way, right? Because everyone got frozen out, quote unquote. They lost tickets once they'd secured him. So it's like the waiting room was maybe built behind a round robin load balancer. So 1 minute your session got in, and then the next minute your session was not in, and then your session was in, and then you were in. You put your right foot in, you put your left foot in, you put your right foot down, you shake it all about, you do the hokey pokey, and then you lose your tickets. Is that how it works? This is ridiculous. And so a lot of people really complained on Twitter and made these guys look ridiculous. Website tossed me out when paying for tickets. Now I'm back in the waiting room. This is totally not cool. This is bogus. Eurovision tickets website seems to be working if you want to try again. Also, I have 3 family show tickets to sell now because some people got like double tickets.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, this is just a commensurate failure from an architectural standpoint. That's what it seems like to me.
And of course, their consumers get to hit their credit card whacked multiple times for those extra tickets, too.
And here's the other thing that would be an insult to these guys, which is to say that they didn't know this was going to be a big event. Last year...
I call bovine excrement on that.
Oh, yeah, big time. Eurovision ticket website seems to be working. Tickets to last year's final in Vienna sold out in 20 minutes on the site.
Or did they crash?
Well, I don't recall it on a News of the Dam for last year.
I don't remember on last year. So whatever they implemented this year is just stupido. So shame on you, Axis, and so sorry to the Eurovision fans who want to see this thing. It'd be very, very bad. And that's what we have. Last minute update on Black Friday here. Boo-hoo. Oh, so sad. They're up. They've been last downtime was 15 minutes ago. But their response time for Boohoo is 1.5 seconds. So thanks to the guys at GT Metrics and the guys at Ampersand, amp.co. Very interesting.
Yeah, so we had kind of an interesting mix this go around.
Absolutely.
And I would encourage every listener to our podcast to call your local elections official and ask them not if they're using a CDN, ask them how they are using a CDN to ensure that election results are going to be delivered on time to all the people. And that ought to tell them, if they're not using one, ooh, I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have much time left. Let me see here. We're kind of done here. There's a little outro music that happens. Kind of sounds like this. There you have it. So
thank you everybody for listening to the News of the Damned for Black Friday 2015.
Black Friday 2015. Yeah, this was remarkable.
Maybe we should just make this a traditional day to broadcast the News of the Damned.
Every day. We always do a News of the Damned. You know, if we were really, really hip, guys, we would take Friday off for Black Friday and Cyber Monday and actually broadcast live.
I would be totally up for that.
Yeah, I would too.
We could figure that out for next year. We'll give a usual shout-out to our sponsors, Sosta. Sosta is our sponsor right now for this Black Friday. They as a company, Howard... I think you guys have done more to help people survive Black Friday and Cyber Monday than anyone
on
the planet.
That's one of our big goals in life, Mark.
That'd be pretty good. That'd be nice. So thank you to Sosta for their sponsorship and support. James, what are you doing for the holidays?
I'm going to spend it with family.
That sounds good. Howard?
The same, always with family.
That sounds good. I'm going to spend some time with Satan, I think.
Can you dig it?
Oh.
And he seems really excited about that, Mark.
Well, that's really Vincent Price. It's not, you know, maybe a... I don't know if they're related. I don't think they're related.
In any case, the timing was really good.
The timing was pretty good. Not that I'm not looking at the...